Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inflation continues to dominate the financial headlines, and it turns out the economy is hindering younger Americans' ability to save for emergencies and just hitting us really, really hard if you're a youngster. And we're joined by a youngster now, Sarah Foster of Bankrate. Appreciate your time, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about your survey. What were you hoping to find out?
Yeah, so I think there's been this long running notion that older Americans tend to bear the biggest burden from inflation. And a lot of that is because they live on fixed income, maybe they're getting close to retirement. But we found in our study that inflation actually seems to be hindering young Americans' finances, at least more than their older counterparts. And that comes down to saving more. Millennials and Gen Zers say that they are saving less due to inflation at a higher degree than their older counterparts of Gen X and baby boomers. And because this is just different than what the notion of high inflation suggests, it was a pretty eye-opening study.
Do we have any theories as to why this would be the case?
Well, I think a lot of it actually kind of stems back to those problems that these younger generations have known about the economy all along. Experts say it really starts back really even to the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. It held those young Americans' finances back. A lot of Americans who entered the labor force when they were really young at a time of a significant downturn like that one ended up having to play a game of catch up for almost 10 years just to recoup some of the wages that they had lost compared to their older counterparts when they were at the same age. Now, as we know, anything with personal finance, it compounds over time, whether for good reasons or for bad reasons. And so I think a lot of that can really go back to those tough economic times that young Americans have faced.
That makes a lot of sense. And it is hitting younger Americans in a lot of different ways. And that includes putting off some of those major financial milestones.
Absolutely. And I think especially when you look at these younger generations, so we saw in a separate Bankrate survey that nearly two-thirds of millennials and more than half of Gen Zers, they say they've delayed a major milestone because of the economy, and that was to a greater degree than Gen X and baby boomers. The main milestone that a lot of these younger generations say that they're delaying is home ownership. And when you think about buying a home, that is, in fact, really for many Americans, the biggest purchase that they'll make throughout their lifetime that continues to build them wealth throughout it. We see through Fed research, for example, that the average net worth of a renter is 40 times less than the net worth of a homeowner. And so when you think about those major milestones that maybe they're delaying because of the economy, it almost makes that game of catch up even harder.
As you said, right off the top, it really compounds on itself. So what are the tips to crush the financial goals?
Yeah, well, I think it first really starts, I mean, for young Americans especially, it's really easy to get caught in this game of feeling bad about ourselves, bad about our finances and the circumstances we face. And I think, first of all, I would like to just caution young Americans to focus on what you can control and what you can't control. And obviously, we have no control over when or where we were born, but we do have these steps that are really important, and even the smaller steps can help set us up for success. I would say the next step after you kind of address that mind game maybe is thinking about how you're saving right now. We are fortunately in a very good time for savers. We're seeing really the highest yields in more than a decade, and that's even greater for those who shop around and bank with an online bank. So park your cash in the best place where it can be useful, and then maybe even just think about little ways you can cut back. I mean, even if you're saving, if you start out with a $1,000 initial deposit and save just about $20 a month over the course of a year, you'll earn about $40 in interest and if you park your cash in an online bank versus someone who would only earn a few dollars if they had kept that cash in a traditional brick and mortar bank. And as we all know, if we ever face an emergency, any little bit helps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.